好，我想我今天的交通呢，有点像是西岸聚会的一个 follow up， 就是一个跟进跟一个复习。
My sharing today is sort of like a follow up from WCCC。
如果你没有听过西岸聚会，没有关系。
You have not been to the conference, it's okay。
今天的那个主题呢，我因为交通新约还有旧约。
I'd like to share with you New Covenant and the Old Covenant。
我们请念几处的圣经。
We'll read some of Bible verses。
路加福音二十二章十四节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 14。
路加福音二十二章十四到二十节。
Luke chapter 22 verses 14 through 20。
我就念一次中文就好了。
I'll read only in Chinese.
OK， 路加福音二十二章十四到二十节。时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说：“我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。”耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。”又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是我用血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”我们再注意一下二十节。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”这个音。
So we'll for verse 20, likewise he also took the cup after supper, saying that this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
那也请注意一下十五节，耶稣说：“我非常愿意在我受害，就钉十字架以前呢，跟你们吃这个逾越节的晚餐。”
Also pay attention to verse 15. It says, "Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer."
所以当主把杯举起来的时候，他说：“这杯是我用血所立的新约。”
When the Lord Jesus lifted up the cup, he said that this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
我们再请读哥林多后书三章三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3。
哥林多后书三章三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3。
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的。不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的；不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.
神用灵写信在我们的心板上。
God used His Spirit to write this epistle.On a tablet of our heart.
我们再请看希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
看好。我只念中文好了。
I'll only read in Chinese.
希伯来书第八章六到十三节。
Hebrews 8:6-13.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保。这约原是凭更美之应许立的，那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。所以主指责他的百姓说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们。”这是主说的。然后第十节，主又说：“那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说：你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。 既说新约就以前约为旧，但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归于无有了。 OK， 好，所以在希伯来书这边念的这一段落，请大家注意一下。
This passage in Hebrews, please pay attention to this part.
他讲到过去的约跟现在要立的约。
He speak about the previous, the first covenant and the covenant now.
啊，所以神 与我们呢另立了一个新的约，新约。
He has made a new covenant with us.
这个新的约有一些的特点。
It has some special points.
这个一个特点就是他把这个律法写在我们的心里面。
That the law is written on our hearts.
然后我们这些人不管从最小到最大都可以认识神。
Whether the least or the greatest, we can all know the Lord.
并且主赦免我们的罪。
And the Lord, remember, already forgive our sins.
好，我们稍微有一点点祷告。
We'll pray.
主耶稣，我们在这一同谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，当我们刚才擘饼喝杯之后
，When we break the bread and drink the cup,
我们心中实在满了感谢。
We are full of thanksgiving.
主啊，因为这是你用血所立的新约。
Because Lord, you it's your blood that has this covenant.
求主对我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
叫我们明白你所立的约的意义。
Let us know and understand what the meaning of this covenant is.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 在那个主耶稣在地上的时候，我们讲在福音上，福音书里面，主耶稣交代了许多的事情。
In the Gospels, the Lord have commanded many things.
但是在聚会这个方面呢，他明显的只有交代了这个擘饼聚会。
But in the matter of meetings, he only commanded us to have the breaking of the bread meeting.
或者说主耶稣在地上的时候，他唯一提到的要一个要你们这样子聚会，要这样子行的，只有擘饼聚会。
He only told us to have the only gathering that he said is the breaking of the bread.
所以当主耶稣升天之后
，After the Lord has ascended，
那个时候弟兄姊妹甚至是天天擘饼。
At that time, brothers and sisters break bread almost every day.
但是当聚会教这个教会的聚会慢慢上轨道之后
，And when it comes to
所以然后那时候弟兄姊妹就开始就是每个主日七日的第一日擘饼。
So gradually they have become the first day of the week they break bread together.
所以我们在这边聚会呢也很愿意也是如此行。
So when we are here today, we are willing to do it this way.
其实主心中非常的愿意与我们一同聚这个会。
And how much the Lord desire to meet us here.
他是非常的郑重跟严肃。
He's very
serious
about this meeting.
因为这是他用血用他的命所立的约。
Because he has used his blood and his life to make this covenant with us.
有时候我们想说，神没有必要跟我们立约了。
Sometimes we feel there's no need for God to make a covenant with us.
他是神，那他其实不用那么在意我们这些人。
He's God and he doesn't have to care about us people.
但是他爱我们缘故。
But because he loves us.
他把自己限制住。
He confined himself.
他立了一个约。
He made a covenant.
其实神如果要应许我们，要 promise 我们的话，他其实也不需要立约。
If God wants to promise us, he does not have to make a covenant.
因为他说了这个，他应许他就一定要做到。
Because when he promised, he will do it.
我记得我的孩子很喜欢跟我念书啊。
My kids love to read books with me.
也很喜欢跟我出去骑脚踏车。
Also to ride the bikes with me.
有时候，今天太晚了，太忙，所以没有时间做这些事。
Sometimes it was too late and there is no time for that.
我就跟他们说，爸爸今天很累，明天好了。
So I told them, Dad is very tired. How about tomorrow?
明天了又很累。
Tomorrow I'm also very tired.
爸爸，你没有 keep 你的 promise。
Dad, you didn't keep your promise.
你没有守你的约定。
You didn't keep your promise.
我们人会失信。
We can foreshadow of what we promise.
但是神他不会失信。
But the Lord is faithful.
所以当他立了这个约哈，其实也是一个方面，为着我们人的软弱。
When he made this covenant, it's part of it is for us because we are so weak.
他怕这个嘴巴光说说，我们感觉好像还不够。
He feels that if sometimes he say it, maybe we feel it's not enough.
所以他立了一个约，告诉我们说， 这是我与你们所立的约。
So he made a covenant and said, this is the covenant that I made with you.
所以当我们这些软弱不幸的人看到这个约的时候，我们就受到提醒。
And so we who are weak and sometimes with unbelief, when we see it, we know.
所以我们一信主了。
So when we believe,
其实我们就接受了这个约。
We have received this covenant.
所以每一次当我们在这边擘饼纪念主的时候，我们都被提醒，我们是在这个约里面。
So every time we come here and break bread, we are reminded that we are in this covenant.
有时候我们在纪念主的时候，我们比较知道一件事情。
When sometimes when we remember the Lord, we kind of sort of remember more about this thing.
就是说主立了这个约呢，表明他的血洗净了我们的罪。
That when he made this covenant, that his blood washed away all sins.
我们罪呢，只要承认，他就不受他的纪念。
When we confess our sins, he no longer remember our sins.
但弟兄姊妹，记不记得我们刚才念希伯来书的一些话？
Do you remember the words in Hebrews?
他说另立新约的时候呢，不仅赦免我们的不义，还有其他的意义。
When he made this new covenant, not just to forget our unrighteousness.
然后这个意义就是说，他把一个律法写在我们的心里面。
That he also write this law in our hearts.
然后我们可以从里面呢，直接认识我们的神。
That inwardly we can directly know our God.
就算是你刚刚信主，
even if you have just believed,
或是信主很多年，
maybe many years,
从小到大呢都可以认识他。
From the least to the greatest, you can all know him.
因为这个是他从我们里面给我们的这个一个恩典。
Because it is a grace that he gives to us inwardly.
所以新约跟旧约是相对的。
So old covenant and the new covenant is opposites, yeah, contrast.
所以很多时候，当我们认识旧约的时候，我们好像就更宝贵新约。
So the more we know about the old covenant, the more we are more, the new covenant is more precious to us.
所以什么叫做旧约啊？
So what is the old covenant?
为什么神要在？我们知道圣经分两部分，一个叫旧约圣经，一个叫新约圣经。
Why does the Bible have the New Testament and the Old Testament?
那为什么神要立一个旧约？
Why did God make that first covenant?
在旧约时候，神颁布了律法。
Because he gives the law.
他定了很多的这个条例。
There are many laws.
其实这些条例呢，是表明神的性情。
But it also reveals God's character.
所以，简单来讲，旧约里面有一个目的。
There is a purpose in the Old Testament.
这个律法，对律法下来呢，是叫我们能够知罪。
The law is to make us know sin.
然后，当我们知罪的时候，我们发现凭着自己是不能够，不能够满足神的意思。
When we know sin, we know that by ourselves we cannot please God.
所以我们来到主的面前说我们愿意悔改。
So when we come before our Lord, we say, Lord, we are willing to repent.
我们的旧生命呢，那个不能行出来的生命呢，被显出来了。
Our own life that cannot do anything is being revealed.
所以我们愿意谦卑来到主的面前说，主啊，我需要救恩。
So we humbly come before our Lord and say, Lord, we need your salvation.
所以如果我们还继续守外面的旧约的话，
If we still hold on to the old covenant on the outside,
它就变跟犹太人一样。
Then we become like the Jews.
我们称它叫做犹太教。
We say that's Judaism.
这个犹，不是这样讲。很多时候，我们传福音，告诉朋友说，我们信耶稣不是一个宗教。
When we preach the gospel, we tell the friends, when we believe in Jesus, it's not a religion.
对人的观念就是宗教，就是要劝人为善。
In man's thoughts, the concept is that religion asks you to do good.
然后这边有一条你要做，那边有一条你不要做，你这样去遵守。
So there's one thing that you have to do, and the other rule say no, you don't do this. You just have to.
那个叫旧约。
Obey that.
那个叫旧约。
That's old covenant.
啊，新约呢，是我们在主面前有一个活泼的生命，叫我们能够活出来。
The new covenant is that we before the Lord we have this new and life a life that we can live out.
所以我们看到那个圣经里面有这种观念。
So we see that.Concept in the Bible.
所以我就发现那个犹太教是，其实是宗教。对我来讲，犹太教是宗教的大城。
Judaism is like the big city of religion.
Yeah, 它就是说，它不仅是很多的律法
，a lot of laws.
然后后来这些拉比又加了好多的规条
，and the rabbis add a lot of other rules.
然后又加了好多解释这些规条的规条
，and the rules explain these rules.
所以他们就有很多很奇怪的事情发生。
So so there are many weird things that happen.
所以他们说安息日要安息。
So on the Sabbath you have to rest.
然后不可以拿电话。
So you cannot pick up your phone.
然后不可以按那个电梯的按钮。
You cannot press the button in the elevator.
这是不安息的事情。
That's not restful things.
所以这个这个犹太教这个观念哈，这个原则。
So this principle of Judaism.
我们也不要笑他们。
We don't laugh at them.
如果这些原则呢，今天放在基督徒当中
，If these principles that you put it in among Christians,
变成基督教
，It becomes Christianity.
当然，我知道有些弟兄姊妹用基督教这个词就是常用的词。
I know many brothers and sisters use Christianity a very common word.
但我希望就是我们这边比较愿意说，这个基督教有点像是一个人感觉的一个宗教。
We want to say that Christianity is like a religion that men feel.
所以如果我们今天呢，还是活在一个旧约的情况里面，我们就变成基督教。
If today we still live in the old covenant, then we become Christianity.
其实宗教有很多丰富的内容，就是丰富的内容。
Religion, they are full of programs.
它有好多的行为的规条。
There are rules for works.
然后各样的礼仪。
Ceremonies and rites.
你是这个需要这样做，这个衣服要这样子穿。
You have to wear this garment. You have to do this.
很多传统的做法。
A lot of traditional practices.
然后很多要守的这个节日。
A lot of observance and celebrations.
然后人们有一个表面的这个虔诚在那边。
There's such superficial piety.
然后充满了许多人的知识跟经验。
And it's full of men's knowledge and experiences.
对，这些其实是在旧约的里面。
These are all in the Old Covenant.
啊，不过弟兄姊妹啊，这个旧约圣经还是要读哦。
You still have to read the Old Testament in the Bible.
你不要说某某弟兄讲这个旧约过去了，所以旧约圣经就不读。
Don't say that. Oh, this brother said that the Old Covenant is gone. We don't have to read that.
旧约里面有很多事情是摸到属灵的实际的。
In the Old Testament, there are many things that have touched spiritual reality.
大卫。
David,
摩西
Moses,
许多的先知
many prophets,
他们在那个时代，但是摸到这个新约的实际。
In that generation, yes, they have touched the spiritual reality of the New Testament.
所以我们今天读的时候，要从新约的眼光来读这个旧约。
So when we read, we have to use the light of the New Testament to read the Old Testament.
所以新约好，新约是什么呢？
What is the New Testament?
就是神在我们里面的做的事情。
That God is working in us.
他在我们里面有直接生命的引导。
He has a direct leading in our life.
神的灵写信在我们的心里面。
That His Spirit writes a letter into our hearts.
然后你发现我们的生命呢有清楚的改变。
Our lives have a definite change.
那以前有，我听过有弟兄姊妹分享这个见证。
A brother and sister shared this testimony.
所以就有那个小孩子哈，小孩子要信耶稣。
A child wants to believe in Jesus.
可能就十岁左右。
Maybe about age 10.
然后。他们信了，他们说他们信了。
They say they believe.
要受浸。
They want to be baptized.
所以年长的这个弟兄和姊妹就跟他们谈话。
So the elderly brothers and sisters chat with them.
小孩子不懂什么这些圣经这些的话，这些的名词啊。
They don't know the terms in the Bible, the words.
但是我们想要知道小孩子是不是真的信耶稣了。
But we want to know if the child truly believed.
所以就一个小男生跟这个年长的。姊妹讲
So a young boy was speaking to this elderly sister.
他说啊，有一次我折了一只纸飞机。
He said one time I made a paper plane.
然后我的弟弟呢，把我纸飞机抢过去。
And my younger brother snatched it away.
我很生气。
I was mad.
他不仅抢过去，还把它弄坏。
Not only did he snatch it away, but he broke it.
对，我本来很生气。
At first I was very mad.
但是我突然里面有感觉呢，我要照顾他。
So all of a sudden, within me, I have this feeling that I should take care of my brother.
所以我后来又折了一只、两只飞纸飞机。
So I made two paper planes.
然后一只纸飞机呢，给我的弟弟。
One for my brother.
然后一只纸飞机还是我自己玩。
And one for me to play with.
然后你让姊妹就说：“好，你可以受浸。”
So the elderly brother, sister said, "You can be baptized."
你会发现啊，他们里面有一个。就是我们他们里面有一个生命的改变
You realize that there is a change of life in there
我的儿子最近常问我一个问题
My son often asked me this question lately
我是不是基督徒
Am I a Christian?
如果我说他我感觉你好像还不是他就感觉很沮丧
If I say I feel you're still not a Christian and he was very sad
所以我现在鼓励他。
Disheartened. So I encourage him.
所以我很诚实跟他说，也许你已经是，也许你还不是。
I told him sincerely that maybe you are, maybe you're not.
但是你要寻求一件事情。
But you have to seek one thing.
你要往你里面去看，去找。
To look inwardly and go look, search.
然后你要看看你里面呢有没有一些生命的改变。
See if there's a change in your life.
然后当你感觉有一些改变的时候呢，这是你的确定，你是一位基督徒。
If you see the change, then you are assured that you are a Christian.
那他听了就很高兴。
And he was very glad.
他就感觉有盼望，我有一个，我可以知道说有一条路呢，我很清楚的，我是属于主的。
So he has hope that he can have this clear way to see that he belongs to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们这个新约呢，就是这边是一个重要的事情，就是叫做新约。
This is an important matter. It's called the new covenant.
所以每一次当我们擘饼聚会的时候
，So every time we come before a Lord to break bread，
就是我们被提醒我们是在新约的约里面的时候
，Or we are being reminded that we're in this new covenant，
我们就要记得说，我们现在是在我们里面。生命的改变不是外面的规条。
We have to be reminded that today it's our change in our life from within, not the rules on the outside.
然后新约里面有一个重要的事情。
There's another important thing in this new covenant.
每个从大到小的呢，都可以认识神。
From the least to the greatest, they can all know the Lord.
我们认识的不是认识圣经的字句。
Not knowing just the words in the Bible.
所以乃是直接的认识神。
Knowing him directly.
所以新约呢是表明我们要跟神有一个直接的关系。
It represents that we have to have a direct relationship with God.
我们跟我们主耶稣是直接的关系，这个太宝贵了。
To have a direct relationship with our Lord Jesus, this is precious.
我们能够直接认识他是何等浩大的神。
We can directly know that he is so great and immeasurable.
认识他的公义、他的慈爱、他的怜悯、他的信实。
His righteousness, his mercies, and his compassion and faithfulness.
所以，但弟兄姊妹，圣经还是要读。
We still have to read the Bible verses.
你不要说哦，现在神就直接我认识了，那圣经就不用读了。
I said, oh, I know the Lord directly. I don't have to read the Bible.
但是我们的目标啊，不是只在读圣经的字句。
Our goal is not just to read the words in the Bible.
我们每次读圣经或是看主的话的时候，我们的感觉就是说，主啊，愿你直接的向我说话。
When we read the Bible, we have to have this that the Lord is.Directly speaking to us.
你可以直接的用你的话语向我说话。
That you can use your words to speak directly to me, Lord.
这是我在这里读圣经的目的。
That is the purpose for my reading the Bible.
我不要只是知道一些知识而已。
I do not just want to know the knowledge.
所以很多时候，一个福音朋友，甚至是基督徒哈，知道罪跟心里面承认罪是不同的。
Sometimes a gospel friend, even a Christian.To know about the doctrine of sin, it's different from knowing inwardly that I have sinned.
我知道罪的道理，我知道做这件事那件事是罪。
I know that doing this and that, you know, these are sins. I know the doctrines.
然后我头脑也接受了，我说对，这些是罪。
I also in my mind said yes. I understand. I admit that these are sins.
我甚至承认说，哎，我其实也犯了这些错误。
I said, oh yes, I admit that I have you know these wrongdoings.
但是知道有关罪，跟我里面实在感觉我是个罪人，这是完全不同。
To know about sin and inwardly really knowing feeling that I am a sinner, that is very different.
所以这个新约里面啊，有些事情。不太能够讲出一个道理。
So in the new covenant, some things you can't really say it love like or say it like a knowledge to.
Yeah. 我举例说哈，有时候我们两个不同的弟兄或姊妹讲一样的话。
Two brothers and sisters, they are very different, but they say the same words.
它的果效不同。
Different outcome, different results.
因为当这个彼得传福音的时候。三千人信主。
When Peter preached, 3,000 were saved.
所以你如果同样把那个话照样抄来讲一篇，没有人信主。
If we copy those words and say it again, nobody will be saved.
为什么
？Why？
因为呢，当一个人活在新约的原则里面的时候，他神就把那个生命的那个改变的能力赐给他。
Because if one lives in the principle of the New Testament, then the Lord will give to him the power to.For change of life.
所以我们必须要活在新约里，才有新约的服事。
So we have to live in the New Testament in order to have the ministry of the New Testament.
我记得有一年我去参加聚会。
I remember one year when I went to the conference.
演讲弟兄讲了几句简单的话。
elderly brother speak some very simple words.
他说啊，主啊，我来到你的面前。
Say, Lord, I come before you.
你的脸不要向我隐藏。
Do not hide your face from me.
如果我不能看到你的笑脸。
If I cannot see your approving smile.
也许因着我得罪你的缘故。
Because maybe I have sinned against you.
但是我还是要看到你的怒脸。
I still want to see your disapproving countenance.
所以这句话呢，写在我的心里面。
This word was written in my heart.
我就不能忘记。
I cannot forget.
这是我们弟兄一个新约的执事。
That is our brother's ministry of the New Testament.
几句简单的话。
Some simple words.
但是他能够打动人心。
But he can touch man's heart.
因为我们弟兄是活在新约的光景里面。
Because our brother lives in the condition of the New Testament.
有话直接在他心里。
There was words.Right there in his heart.
他直接的认识神。
That he knows the Lord directly.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们好像我们都知道我们是在新约里面。
We know that we are in the New Testament.
但是有一个
New Covenant.
有一个，但是其实有的时候我们还是，其实很多时候我们还是活在旧约的样子。
But yet we still live in the new or the old covenant.
我们里面跟主的那个关系还是不够活泼啊。
Inwardly, our relationship with God, with the Lord, is still not lively.
我们常常忘记了这个，常常忘记跟主的这个直接的关系。
We often forget that we have this direct relationship with Him.
我们好像听不见主的声音。
Like we cannot hear Him.
有一位这个年轻的弟兄搬到洛杉矶。
A young brother moved to Los Angeles.
然后我就跟他这个联系一下，知道他的状况。
I connected with him to see how he's.Doing right now.
哎呀，不容易啊！这个搬过去，房子都还没找到。
It's not easy. He hasn't found a place to live.
所以他说，我住的那个房间现在住了七个人。
The place, the room that I lived in, there are seven people.
小小的房间住了七个人。
It's a tiny little room with seven of us.
然后我要跟同学，我们要去找房子。
I'm going to look for a place to stay with my friend.
非常忙碌。
Very busy.
然后我就送了一个话跟他说。你要记得在心里面寻求主的预备。
I was very busy, but I told him that you have to seek the Lord's provision in your heart.
然后他就回去，哎呀，对我太忙了，我这个都忘光了。
So he said, I'm so busy, I forgot.
谢谢提醒。
Thank you for the reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有时候真的好像活在旧约的情况里面。
Sometimes we are living in the condition of the old covenant.
我讲一个。我的一点的小故事。
I'll tell you my little story.
有些弟兄姊妹去年听过。
Maybe you have heard about it last year.
最近有一位姊妹呢，她从国内又回到美国来念书。
Recently, there was a sister who came back from China to return to the States to study.
不是回到这边。
Not to Minnesota.
对，她这位姊妹原本是我们某一个姊妹的室友。
She was a roommate of one of our sisters.
来到美国这个交换一年的，才八个月吧，八个月的时间来念书。
She was an exchange student for about 8 months.
我们有弟兄对她负担蛮重的，因为就八个月。
Some of our brothers have a burden for her because she was only here for 8 months.
她还没信主，那时候还没信主。
She was just a friend.
所以也试着跟他传福音。
So we tried to share the gospel with her.
好像也不是那么排斥。
She was not against it.
但是又没有需要。
But yet she doesn't have the need.
所以来了一些次数之后呢，
After a while,
感觉不是那么容易。
It wasn't easy.
后来我觉得那个时间快，他离开时间快迫近了。
She's almost leaving.
我说我要学习要有负担。
I have to learn to have a burden.
对，本来我跟他负担就一般的。
I just have, you know, so burden for her.
我觉得求主给我加一些负担。
But I asked the Lord to give me the burden.
对，我就学习为他祷告。
So I learned to pray for her.
然后在家为他祷告。
I pray for her at home.
然后在公司为他祷告。
And at work.
然后在很多地方我就为他祷告。
And many places.
但是哈，因为时间太近了，然后机会不多。
Time was pressing and there wasn't many opportunities.
然后我就很盼望说他能够再来听福音，能够跟他提到。
I hope she can come and listen to the gospel that I can talk to her again.
没有想到他要离开的时候出去玩。
Unexpectedly, before she left, she went out to for a little tour.
美国前出去玩，对。
Before she leaves the States, she went.
就玩了一阵子，那就不能来聚会了。
so then she couldn't come to the meetings.
我求主给我负担，我祷告，但是我觉得好像没什么希望。
I asked the Lord to give me the burden and I pray, but it's like it's hopeless now.
对，所以我后来其实想说，大概也许她不会在美国信主，那希望她以后有机会。
I thought, you know, maybe she wouldn't come to believe the Lord here in the States, but maybe she has other opportunities.
对，就在她回国前两天。
Two days before she returned to China.
那天我们聚会。
We have a meeting.
我很惊讶，她来了。
I was shocked that she was here.
我本来想说她不会再来了。
I thought she would not come again.
你想想看，一个人跑出去，本来没怎么要主的，现在又跑出去玩了，大概那他通通忘光了。
One that didn't really want the Lord, and now she went out to play, and maybe she forgot everything.
对，我忘了讲，就是在那，我本来不晓得她会来的。
At first, I didn't know she would be coming.
所以在那一天的时候呢，我照着我平常准备了一些福音的信息。
I prepare for the messages, the gospel.
到了下午三点的时候。
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
然后我在主面前的时候，主突然给我一些话。
The Lord gave me some words before him.
他说你不要讲这个。
He said not to speak about this.
你要讲诗篇二十三篇。
You want to speak Psalm 23.
我说哎呀，主啊，我已经准备好了耶。
Lord, I have already prepared my messages.
然后诗篇二十三篇，我以前是跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我从来没有拿来传过福音的。
I've shared the Psalms with brothers and sisters, but not for sharing the gospel.
福音朋友怎么懂得诗篇二十三篇
呢？How would a friend know Psalm 23?
但是我里面感觉诗篇二十三篇。
But I still feel inwardly it's Psalm 23.
所以其实我只剩下一个钟头左右能够稍微有点思想。
I have about an hour to have some thoughts on it.
所以到了晚上的时候，哎，我很惊讶她来了。
I was surprised that she was there that night.
有一些其他的朋友，我就想说，那我就诗篇二十三篇。
There were other friends, and I said, oh, I'll share Psalm 23. And I would share according to my feeling inside.
当我交通完了,
after I've shared,
很稀奇,
it was amazing.
这个女孩子她说我刚听到说神会带领我们一生。
She said that I heard that the Lord will lead us all of the days of our lives.
我愿意神带领我一生。
I'm willing that the Lord lead me for the rest of my life.
所以他说我愿意信主。
So she said, I'm willing to believe.
我 totally 超过我这个，我觉得我根本没有想象会这些事情发生。
It was beyond me.
所以他那天信主之后
，After she had believed the Lord,
礼拜天来聚会一下。
She was here on Sunday.
礼拜一就飞回中国了。
She flew back to China on Monday.
经过一年没有办法聚会。
After a year without any meetings.
然后这次回来他这个信主的这个心还是很好。
When she returned the same, her heart went, is still strong.
所以我们可以把它交给我们信任的弟兄，我们心中非常欢喜。
So we can trust her to a brother that we trust, we our heart is glad.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们感觉里面好像没有感觉。
Sometimes we feel we don't feel anything inwardly.
但弟兄姊妹一定要开始去操练，知道说我们里面有真正的生命的改变。
But brothers and sisters, we have to exercise and to know that indeed there is a definite change in our life within.
如果我们活在旧约的话
，If we live in the old covenant,
你知道这个从主的角度来看有多严重吗
？In the eyes of our Lord, do you know how serious that is?
我们来看一些圣经好了。
Let's read some verses.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章十一到十四
，verses 11 through 14，
十一到十三节
，11 through 13。
原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦，这样我们也当出到营外。救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。
For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
所以为什么希伯来书作者之前要提醒我们要活在新约？
Why did the author of Hebrews remind us that we have to live in the old, in the new covenant?
然后他这边又讲说，我们要出到营外。
That we have to go without the camp.
这边在那个后来有一些犹太人，他们信耶稣成为基督徒了。
After the Jews have believed in Jesus and become Christians.
所以本来那个罗马帝国觉得，哦，这些信耶稣的是正规的犹太教当中的一个。
And at that time, the Roman Empire thought that these Christians are a sect of the Jews.
所以他们是一个官方认可的一个宗教，犹太教的当中的一部分。
So one is that accepted in the religion.
没有逼迫。
There is no persecution.
但是慢慢大家发现，信耶稣的人跟犹太教人不一样。
But gradually they see that Christians and those who believe in Jesus are different from Judaism.
所以这些基督徒就不再受到这个所谓这个。这个官方的保护
So they are no longer under that protection.
啊，就开始有一些逼迫
So there were persecution.
然后有些的基督徒就想说，哎呀，我们就回到以前那个旧约犹太教的光景，那就不要受逼迫了。
So some Christians said we can return to that where we were, how we were in the Judaism, then we won't be persecuted.
所以希伯来书作者提醒他们。
So the author of Hebrews reminded them.
你们已经是接受了新约了。
You have already received the new covenant.
你不可以再回到旧约了。
You cannot return to the old covenant.
旧约那个犹太教就是一个营。
Judaism is a camp.
如果你回去的话，你回到那个营里面。
If you return, you'll be returning to the camp.
现在你要从营出来。
You have to come outside of the camp.
不要留在宗教旧约的光景里面。
Do not stay in religion in the condition of the old covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我现在用一个图画。
I use a picture.
我们请看马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
OK. 马可福音十一章十一节，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚。就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
And Jesus went into Jerusalem and to the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
So they came to Jerusalem, then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves.
So 那时候圣殿里面已经非常的堕落了。
It's what is in the condition inside the temple has fallen.
对，我们跳到十九节。
We'll skip to verse 19.
每天晚上耶稣出城去。
And when even was come, he went out of the city.
路加福音十章
Luke chapter 10
38节
Verse 38
路加福音十章38到42节
Verses 38 through 42
路加福音十章38到42他们走路的时候耶稣进了一个村庄有一个女人名叫马大接她到自己家里她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道马大伺候的事多心里忙乱就近前来说主啊我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你不在意吗请吩咐她来帮助我耶稣回答说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰但是不可少的只有一件玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的那也许就
We'll only read in Chinese
对我们弟兄带诗歌的时候，他不知道我要讲这个。
Our brother did not know I was going to share this when he led the singing.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这边有一个图画。
Brothers and sisters, there's a picture here.
在伯大尼有一个家。
In Bethany, there is a house.
里面有三个姐妹跟弟兄。
There are three siblings.
马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
然后这边有一个耶路撒冷城
There's the city of Jerusalem
所以我们刚刚读到主耶稣在每次去进城
Every time the Lord enter into Jerusalem
他到处的查看
He was looking at all around.
他也到圣殿。
He went to the temple.
他可能他也有去教训人。
He also teach people.
但是每天晚上他绝对不留在城里面。
But when the night came, every night he will not stay in the city.
我想我们主耶稣要留在附近的地方，一定没有问题。
If he were to stay somewhere close, there shouldn't be a problem.
他可以找得到。
He could find somewhere.
但你会发现圣经给我们一个感觉啊。
But the Bible gives us this sense.
主耶稣没有办法留在那边过夜。
The Lord Jesus was unable to stay overnight.
因为他在那里找不到他的安息。
Because he could not find his rest there.
他一定要出城呢，回到那个伯大尼那个家。
He has to go outside the city.
在那个家里面呢，他觉得那是他能够安息的所在。
And going to the house in Bethany, he finds his rest there.
所以你会发现这边有个图画。
So you see a picture here.
这边有一个营。
There's a camp.
主可以在里面试着去挽回他们。
The Lord can try to take them back.
但是在这个营的光景里面呢，主耶稣没有办法安息。
But the condition of the camp, the Lord cannot rest there.
里面有这么多的人。
There are so many people.
然后有这么多的献祭。
So much sacrifices.
然后这么多的这些所谓犹太教的宗教活动。
All these things that are the programs of the Judaism.
主耶稣没有办法过夜。
The Lord cannot stay overnight there.
这边只有三位姐妹跟弟兄。
But there, the three siblings.
但因为这三位他们跟主有新约的实际。
But because they have that New Testament reality with the Lord.
主蛮愿意，主是非常愿意呢。能够在这个家里面安息。
The Lord is very willing to rest in that house.
所以主是怎么样把这个家带到新约的实际呢？
How did the Lord bring the house to the reality of the New Testament?
所以在这个伯大尼的家曾经发生过好几件事情。
In this house in Bethany, there are things that have happened in there.
我们今天只看当中的一件。
We'll just see one of it.
就是刚刚诗歌所唱的，就是玛利亚安坐在主的脚前。
That's just what the hymns sang that Mary has set before the Lord.
其实啊，这个马，你们会看见啊，马大要接主耶稣跟一批人来到自己家里面。
Have you seen that Martha is going to receive the Lord Jesus and a whole group of people into her house?
她心是好的。
She has a good heart.
她愿意接待。
She's hospitable.
有时候我读的时候，我觉得马大一定是个很能干的女人。
Sometimes when I read it, you know, Martha is very capable.
对，她可以把这个好哇，可以处理一大批这些。这身体脏臭的人，这些门徒们进到家里面。
She can take care of all these disciples, you know, who are kind of maybe dirty, you know, they have tired out.
她可以把事情弄得井井有条，能够侍奉。
She can put things together and she can serve.
所以很多时候我们觉得，哎呀，主啊，这个不太公平吧。
We said, Lord, this is unfair.
马大坐得这么累。
Martha is so tired.
那玛利亚好像很懒惰。
And Mary seemed to be very lazy.
那你为什么说玛利亚反而得了那上好的福分呢？
Why do you say that she's chosen the good part of it?
所以弟兄姊妹，这边主耶稣要把这个家带到新约的实际里面。
Here, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to bring this house into the reality of the new covenant.
他告诉我们说，重要的还不是在外面忙忙碌碌做外面的事情。
The important part is not to do all these, to be busy with the outward things.
所有事情最最重要的呢，是能够跟主在他的脚前。
The most important thing is to be able to sit before him.
所以啊，这个在新约的情形里面啊，
In the new covenant,
并不是你好像越做事情就越有力量。
It's not that the more you do the work, the more strength you have.
有时候你做的越多就越枯干。
The more you do, maybe you're dried out.
也不是说你读了很多属灵书籍或者圣经，好像就越认识神。
Not that when you read more of these books and the Bible, then you know the Lord even more.
关键是我们这个人有没有安坐在主的脚前。
But the crucial part is whether we sit before the Lord.
所以有时候很忙乱。
Sometimes you're very busy.
一个人如果没有活在新约的这个情况里面，
If we do not live in this condition of the new covenant,
他看的时候都是看这些旁边的工这些事情。
When you see, you only see all the works.
然后很忙乱，没有安息。
We are very busy. You do not have rest.
到了一个情况里面，他就陷到自己的 光景里面。
To the point you only, the person will only see himself.
好的，我只觉得我做的事情最重要。
What I do is the most important.
然后到了一个情况的时候。
To a certain extension.
甚至马大有点怪主，你知道。
The Martha was blaming the Lord.
他说，主啊，你。我这么 你明明看见我忙来忙去，你还不在意吗？
Lord, you see that I'm so busy, don't you care?
你应该要赶快吩咐玛利亚来帮我才对啊。
You should ask Mary to help me.
你们不要坐在那边呆呆的在那边而已。
Not just sit there and do nothing.
所以你会发现他的这个情况里面，反而被这些事情弄得他忙乱。
In such circumstances, she was very busy.
所以弟兄姊妹。神不知道我们懒惰不做事。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is not telling us to be lazy and not do things.
他是要我们呢，能够先注重，能够在主的面前。
That we need to emphasize, we need to put emphasis to be able to sit before the Lord.
我们在一切事情之前。
That before everything.
一定要跟主有一个直接的联系。
We have to have a direct connection with the Lord.
我们要听见他对我们说话。
We want to be able to listen that he is speaking to us.
我们要知道他的引导。
His guidance.
所以当我们有这个光景再去做事的时候。
And under such condition when we start to work.
你发现你心里面就平静安稳。
That you have this rest in your heart.
有时候有环境有些起伏。
There are some upheavals of the circumstances.
但因为主在我们里，在我里面与我们同在的缘故。
But because the Lord is with us together.
这些环境不会刺激我这个人。
These circumstances will not cause me to react, will irritate me.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有主呢，才是我们力量，平静安稳的源头。
Only the Lord is the origin of our strength, of our calm and rest.
马大是有非常好的心。
Martha has a good heart.
但是主耶稣要训练她。
But the Lord is training her.
他要把她带到新约的实际里面。
To bring her into the reality of this new covenant.
她不能只留在旧约，好像只做外面的事情。
She cannot stay in the old covenant to do only the outward things.
然后在这个事情上面，我们也看到一个很重要的原则。
In this matter, we have seen a very important principle.
在新约的里面呢。神注重我们是一个对的人，胜过我们做对的事情。
In the new covenant, the Lord wants us to be a right person more than doing the right thing.
所以你会发现，很多时候呢，主耶稣安排环境临到我们的身上。
You realize that sometimes the Lord will have circumstances to fall on us.
如果我这个人不对
，If I'm not a right person,
然后我就开始说，哎呀。都是这个环境害我。
Then I begin to say, oh, it's because of the circumstances I'm like this.
都是这个弟兄姊妹害我。
I said, you know, this brother, this sister hurt me.
都是这个老板害我。
And the boss that do wrong to me.
所以我今天才做了这些糟糕的事情。
Because of this, I have done these many wrong things.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
主耶稣把这个环境临到这个家的时候呢。
When the Lord Jesus have the circumstance.Fall on this house.
马大可以怪玛利亚，可以怪主。
Martha can blame Mary. She can blame the Lord.
但是主要把马大带到一个情况里面，认识他自己。
But the Lord wants to bring Martha to this condition to know himself.
借着这个环境呢，他把马大的情况暴露出来。
Through these circumstances, he revealed Martha's condition.
马大有一件事情，他错过了。
She has missed this one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹。你要记得哈，一切的环境呢，常常把我这个人显明出来。
Brothers and sisters, remember all these circumstances often reveal who we are, how we are.
我们要记得，在这些显明的时候呢，我们要在主面前学习做一个对的人。
When the Lord reveals these to us, we have to be a right person to learn to be a right person before the Lord.
神是爱。
God is love.
神也是公义。
God is also righteous.
很多时候，的确基督徒很喜欢讲爱。
Many times Christian likes to speak about love.
但是有时候不小心把爱讲得太轻浮了。
But sometimes unknowingly we have make love very superficial. Very shallow.
对，有时候我去某些地方聚会，就是因为回台湾的缘故。
Sometimes when I return to Taiwan, I have to go to some gatherings.
对他们。 每次总要说，哎，请弟兄姊妹站起来。
Brothers and sisters, please stand up, please rise.
跟你旁边的弟兄姊妹握手。
Shake hands with the brothers and sisters next to you.
然后跟他说耶稣爱你。
Tell your brothers and sisters, Jesus loves them.
耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你。
And you shake hands with each other to say Jesus loves you.
然后聚会过了一阵之后，再请大家站起来。
And after a while, then the meeting say, everybody please rise.
再握一次。
And please shake hands again.
对，其实我不是说不能握手。
I didn't say that, you know, you can't shake hands.
但有时候我们好像对这个爱感觉非常的非常的飘在半空中。
It's like this love is up in the air.
其实真正的爱呢是舍己的爱。
A true love is a self-denying love.
是能够把生命摆下来，能够为人牺牲的一个爱。
One that you can put your life down and to sacrifice for others.
所以有时候不小心，真的比较严重的情况里面。
Sometimes unknowingly in this more serious way.
本来我们是因信称义。
That we are justified by faith.
我们来到主的面前是因着我们相信，所以我们成为义人。
We come before the Lord because we believe, then we are justified by faith.
但仇敌可以做到一个工作。
But the enemy can do a work.
在国内一些官方控制的教会里面。
Some in China, those churches that are ruled by the government.
讲到一个程度是因爱称义。
To an extent, they say it's because of love that you are being justified.
因为就是大家爱。
主耶稣很博爱。That the Lord Jesus just have this love.
对，你就是好像徜徉在这个爱的里面，你就好像是信耶稣的。
That you are lying in this sea of love, then you believe in Jesus.
对，对不起，我不是说我不讲爱。
It's not that I'm not speaking about love.
但要小心，这个爱是贵重。
But be careful, this love is precious.
而且主要我们的目的呢，就是在各样的学习里面，最后达到真正的爱。
But the Lord wants us that in all our learning that we'll reach that love.
我现在讲的是公义。
I'm speaking about righteous.
有时候我们太忽略公义。
Oftentimes we forget about righteousness.
什么叫做做一个对的人？
What is by being a right person?
就是你这个人是一个义人的光景。
That you are in a condition of a righteous man.
所以在新约里面，记不记得？主的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Do you remember that in the new covenant, the Lord Jesus uses precious blood to wash away all sins?
在这个后面所代表意义就是我们悔改，主耶稣洗净我们的罪，我们愿意回转归向神。
He's speaking about that when we confess our sin, we repent. When we repent, the Lord is willing to forgive us.
所以在这个新约里面，弟兄姊妹，做一个对的人非常重要。
That in this new covenant, it is very important to be a right person.
在羔羊有一个婚宴。
The lamb has a marriage feast.
我们相信是得胜者的婚宴。
It is one for the overcomers.
他那边写的说，这些圣徒呢是穿着洁白光明的细麻衣。
They are in white linen.
就是圣徒所行的义。
It's what the righteous works of the saints.
所以这些义呢，成了他们这个婚宴当中所穿的这个衣服。
This righteousness becomes the wedding garment that they put on.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习在主面前是一个对的人。
So brothers and sisters, we have to learn to be a right person before the Lord.
有的时候我们讲到这个生命的感觉。
Sometimes we speak about this the sense of this life.
我们常常有两个问题。
We have two questions.
一个是我们里面没有感觉。
One is we do not have the sense in it within us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个要去学，要去操练。
Brothers and sisters, we have to learn, we have to exercise this.
一定有感觉的。
You have to have that sense in you.
只要你信耶稣。
As long as you have already believed in Jesus.
主的生命就在你的里面。
The Lord's life is in you.
你的生命一定有感觉。
Your life has you will have that definite sense.
所以有时候我建议弟兄姊妹。
So I suggest to brothers and sisters.
在一些明显被责备的事情上面开始学习。
When there was obvious, clear, when the
被责备
，being
rebuke, yeah. 所以有时候一些明显的事情我做错了，或者说我上网上太久，该停了。
When there's some obvious things that I've done wrong, or if I've been online for too long.
当你里面有这种感觉说你该停了。
When you have this sense that you should stop.
你要学习顺服。
Then you learn to submit.
越顺服呢，那个 声音就越明显。
The more that you submit to this voice, the clearer the voices.
另外一种问题，比较难的困，一种难处。
Another is a more difficult problem.
就是误用了里面的感觉。
That you misuse the sense within.
所以我就说，哎呀，我神给我这个感觉，我是做这个事情。
I feel like, oh, the Lord gave me this feeling, the sense to do this thing.
然后神给我感觉这个事情是对的。
Maybe this thing is right.
有时候我也很怕这个情况。
I'm afraid of such things too.
但弟兄姊妹，这个情况里面，我们要用权柄跟真理，把它怎么讲？把它管制。
In such cases, we have to use authority and.
也就是说，你里面的感觉不是乱来的。
You cannot have just any feeling. You have to be under this governance.
我们需要有年长的权柄，还有圣经的真理，导引我们有正确的这个经历。
We have to have the authority from elderly brothers and the truth of the Bible to lead us.
有时候我们硬觉得自己是对。
Sometimes we feel that, you know, this is right.
那是非常危险的光景。
That's very dangerous.
因为人已经不对了。
Because the person is already wrong.
甚至可能做了一些对的事情，但人已经不对。
Maybe we have done the right thing, but our person is wrong.
好，弟兄姊妹，有关做对的人。
About this being a right person.
我们对罪呢，一定要敏锐。
We have to have a very sensitive heart towards sin.
不要让罪随便在我们身上作王。
That we do not let sin become king over us.
弟兄姊妹要知道，当我们犯罪
，Brothers and sisters, we have to know when we sin.
有时候我们好像得罪了这个弟兄，或者得罪了那个人。
Maybe we sin against this brother, this person.
你一定要记得。
You have to remember.
其实你是直接得罪神。
That you are directly sinning against God.
这个是严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
不要以为只是。人的事情。
Do not feel this is just amongst men.
我们一犯罪就是得罪了神。
When we are sinning against God.
但是，感谢主有一个新约。
But we thank the Lord for this new covenant.
我们如果愿意回转。
When we are willing to repent.
要悔改。
Return and repent.
神就赦免我们这些罪。
The Lord will forgive our sins.
我们回头仍然做一个对的人。
And we return to be a right person.
当一个人不对的时候
，When a person is not right，
他说这个事情我就是这样子。
I say this thing is just like this。
他就算做再多的服事呢，也没有用。
However much service she's doing, how much ministry she's doing，
神看的时候就看到那点他就要求的。
When the Lord sees, He only sees that part that He wants of this person。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是新约。
So brothers and sisters, this is the new covenant。
我们。一定要有一个感觉。
We have to have the sense.
不要活在罪的里面。
Do not live in sin.
不要常常的得罪我们的主。
Do not sin against the Lord.
更严重的是，得罪我们主好像还停在那个情况里面。
Even worse, we have sinned against God and we still remain there.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是主用血所立的新约。
Brothers and sisters, remember, this is the covenant in His blood.
他不再纪念我们的不义了。
That He no longer remembers our unrighteousness.
但是我们需要悔改，做一个罪的人，做一个对的人。
We have to repent and become a right person.
所以我想弟兄姊妹好，就是。有时候我们犯罪
，Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we sin,
我们向主承认
，We come before the Lord and confess our sins.
这些事情就让它过去。
Let these things pass.
然后就像那个有一个行淫的妇人
，Just like the woman who has committed immorality.
对，她本来要被石头打死的。
She was to be stoned to death.
但是主救了她。
But the Lord saved her.
当她离开的时候。
When she left.
主说。
The Lord said.
去吧。
Go.
不要再犯。
And sin no more.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个新约的光景里面，我们要记得，我们跟主是一个直接的关系。
So brothers and sisters, know that in this condition of the new covenant, we have a direct relationship with our Lord.
基督徒的生活呢，一定是非常活泼的。
The life of a Christian is lively.
可以是很有力量，很有把握。
It's full of strength and assurance.
因为主的生命呢，在我们里面是明显的。
Because the Lord's life in us is so true.
他在我们生活当中做的工作呢，是奇妙的。
The work that He's done in our lives is amazing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是新约。
So brothers and sisters, this is a new covenant.
对，不要在旧约里面一个枯干的情况里。
Do not live in the dry condition of the old covenant.
我们可以直接的认识他。
We can know Him directly.
我们看见他是何等可爱的主。
We see how life how sweet He is.
因为他是这么的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
所以我们不愿意得罪他。
And we do not want to sin against Him.
我们要在他面前做一个对的光景的人。
We want to live in the right condition, be a right person.
所以这是我们每个礼拜擘饼的时候，但愿我们记得有这些意义。
Then every week when we come and break bread, remember this.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前。
Jesus, we come before you.
我们觉得何等的宝贵。
We see so it is so precious.
你愿意与我们立这个约。
That you will be willing to make this covenant with us.
这是宝贵的新约。
This is a precious new covenant.
我们能够直接的认识你。
That we can know you directly.
直接的经历你。
Directly experience you.
我们看见永生神是我们能够经历的。
That the everlasting God is one that we can experience.
我们感谢主，因为我们的罪已经不再蒙你纪念。
That you remember not our sins.
当我们愿意回转。
When we are willing to return.
我们悔改。
We repent.
主啊，你把我们带到一个对的光景。
That you bring us to the right condition.
我们再次跟你恢复关系。
That again we gain our renew our relationship with you.
我们能够讨你的喜悦。
That we can please you.
再次继续活在这个新约的美好的光景。
That we can live once again in this good condition of the new covenant.
感谢主这么大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for such grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 继续到这里。